You're listening to the Modern Vital Podcast, which explores the relationship between environmental factors and human health. Here is your host, Dr. Ben Reebs, founder of Portland Clinic of Natural Health and Modern Vital, elevating health and well-being one journey at a time. Stay tuned for fun, practical, and thought-provoking health tips, along with suggestions and insights into optimizing health and preventing chronic disease through integrative, naturopathic, and functional medicine approaches. Your body is unique, powerful, and intelligent. Your treatment should be too.
On today's episode of the Modern Vital Podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about black swan events in health and how they can cause chronic disease in our lives. Now, a black swan event is a term you've probably heard it and may even use it. It was popularized by finance professor, writer, and former Wall Street trader Nassim Nicholas Taleb in his 2007 book, The Black Swan, which I highly recommend that you check out if you haven't already read it. Now, it refers to an unexpected event that has significant and often widespread consequences in our lives and globally, of course. Now, black swan events have three primary characteristics, which I think we can extrapolate and apply directly to the timeline of individual health and chronic disease. Now, unpredictability is the first characteristic. Basically, these are unexpected events, and they surprise all of us when they occur. And second, these black swan events have major impact globally and in our lives. They bring about significant consequences, and they change the course of history in certain contexts. And third, the third characteristic of a black swan event is what's called post hoc predictability. Another way to talk about it would be hindsight bias. In other words, after the event has occurred and we've processed it, we begin to rationalize it as if it could have been expected, and we all do this, I'm sure. Now, the name black swan originates from an early ancient belief that there were no black swans. And in fact, it wasn't until around, I guess it was 1697, in Western Australia that black swans were first discovered. And that belief was overturned, around the world, and it no longer was able to prevail. And so now it can kind of serve as a metaphor for the unexpected in our lives. Now, examples are easy to come by, right? All we have to do is think of the global pandemic with SARS-CoV-2. Others would be like the World Trade Center bombing or the financial crisis of 2008, different wars that we can think of. Now, it's worth noting that just because an event is significant and has widespread consequences doesn't necessarily make it a black swan event. The key element is that first characteristic, the unpredictability, and then, of course, the subsequent impact that it has on global systems. And I'm going to argue the impact that it has on our individual lives, because I think that we all are vulnerable to individual black swan events, which deliver a shock to our lives and can predispose us or tip us into a chronic disease state. So that takes us to applying this concept directly to personal health. And in functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, we look a lot at the timeline. We look at different events that occurred in our patients' lives or in our own lives that may have preceded and led to what came later in terms of chronic health issues. Now, a black swan event, a personal black swan event, that is, can be any unexpected occurrence in one's life that has long-lasting health repercussions. And this could range from a toxic exposure where, an environmental toxicant was accidentally dumped, or there was an explosion nearby to where I'm living, and maybe it ends up in my water and my air and causes health problems. Another example would be an unforeseen mold infestation of my living quarters. And another example would be a severe adverse reaction to a medication, like an antibiotic or a vaccine or something else. Now, environmental illnesses, as you know, because that's what this show is about, range across a whole variety of conditions. that basically arise due to my interaction with something in my personal environment, in my surroundings. And examples, of course, include mold illness, chemical sensitivities, prolonged exposure to pollutants. Now, in functional medicine, there's something called the ATMs. We talk about this a lot in naturopathic medicine as well. And the ATMs refer to the antecedents, the triggers, and the mediators of chronic disease or chronic health issues in our lives. Antecedents are basically something that came before. A mother had a C-section in her 20s, and then it maybe predisposed her later on, or predisposed her child later on to changes in the microbiome, etc., which make that individual more susceptible to a certain disease, knowing that, 70% of our immune system lives in our microbiome or in our gut. Triggers are basically just that. It's something that triggers or causes or catalyzes a chronic disease or a new onset of a chronic health issue. An example would be gluten, maybe triggering inflammation in the gut, triggering some intestinal permeability in an individual with non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or maybe even in a celiac, where that gluten trigger tips them into 3 days of extreme fatigue and extreme pain because they are basically allergic to it. And a mediator is something that's sort of just there mediating the chronic disease, or pouring gasoline on the fire, basically making it worse, or in some cases even maintaining it at its current state, because that constant gasoline that's being poured in micro amounts into that fire of inflammation is keeping that inflammation strong and not allowing the body to heal. So pretty straightforward. The point here that I want to make is that even before a black swan event, certain predispositions, certain sensitivities can make us more susceptible, and we need to know what these are, or know about what they might be. The more we can, and the more we know our own bodies, the more we're prepared for what all of us have to face in our lives, which are black swan events, personal black swan events. Now, we already mentioned the celiac. We know that there are the certain genes that predispose one more to having celiac disease. And we also know that there are certain genes that predispose individuals to be more susceptible to mold illness. These are examples of susceptibilities. And basically, a new environment can become a black swan event, right? Like a mold-infested home that triggers that latent susceptibility to the mold or to the environmental toxicant. Now, going back to the triggers we discussed, there are certain unexpected incidents that can serve as immediate catalysts. Going back to, let's say, a chemical spill or a chemical dump, that could basically end up in our air or water and then trigger a new chronic disease. And I know we already said this, but basically these vulnerabilities in us are exacerbated and then can act or can act as well as primary agents causing the illness. And then in some cases, the unexpected event is both the trigger and the cause, right? For example, an individual with known sensitivities might develop an environmental illness after a single significant exposure to a toxic agent. Basically, black swan events in the financial world, which is where this discussion first originated with Nicholas Taleb, and then being extrapolating it and applying it to our individual lives, they remind us of the unpredictability and the interconnectedness of all things, globally, internationally, as well as all things in our bodies and in our individual lives. And there's really this delicate balance to our individual well-being and to our individual biochemistry. And this really underscores the need for proactive health monitoring. Having a team, having a licensed naturopathic doctor on your team, having a functional medicine practitioner, having a team of collaborators that look at things more holistically. And also that includes having your team, your primary care provider, certain specialists, that may be more conventionally minded. That can be part of your team as well, obviously. And we all need to be prepared for these events to occur so that we can respond. Now, let's talk about a few more examples. And, you know, we've already kind of covered some of these. But in my practice, as I'm sure you have lots of colleagues and friends, in my practice, I'm seeing a lot of patients who've had COVID, you know, two or three times. And many of these patients, you know, after that first time or that second time, or maybe even that third time, something occurred or something was never the same again. Maybe their smell never came back or fatigue crept in that never went back to a previous state. Again, I also have patients who may have taken an antibiotic, like let's say amoxicillin, that's one that I sometimes see, or others, and they took it and things were never the same. You know, it tipped them into a full-blown state of chronic pain, immune deficiency, etc. It just really depends on the person. And then I also have patients who have taken maybe one of the mRNA vaccines and, you know, they particularly reacted to it in a way that led to like a chronic, let's say, ocular migraine, which I've seen, or something like trigeminal neuralgia, which I've seen. I've seen lots of things, and I'm sure that you have examples as well. And the point is that these are all examples of how a black swan event tipped a person into a chronic disease state or into an environmental illness. And again, you know, going back to what I said just a couple minutes ago, this really underscores the importance of proactively monitoring our health and knowing our own bodies and detecting any early changes or reactions to things that may be not good for us and may be setting us up for something later when a black swan event occurs. And I also want to mention, you know, another black swan event, which is pretty obvious, is the loss of a loved one or, you know, a sudden change in one's social life where like what happened with a pandemic or maybe the loss of a family member or a dear friend. This can tip us also into a state of grief and can be a black swan event that then sets us up for a chronic disease state. So that concludes today's episode of the Modern Vital Podcast. We'd really love to hear from you. I truly value your feedback. If you have any questions or suggestions, please reach out to me at ben@modernvital.com and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode. We look forward to having you join us next week for another exciting episode of the Modern Vital Podcast.